Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back live from Clearwater. We hope to be home a little bit before 1 a.m. tonight. That's when our flight is scheduled to arrive, Ike.
Yeah.
Ain't happening. See you on Friday.
See you on Friday.
Yeah. Be nice to get out of here. Get home.
Well, I brought an extra pair of underwear, so I'm good.
Yeah, I'm okay, too. I overpack socks and underwear.
My clothes don't matter because I'm in Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't take much to be overly dressed down here.
Yeah, T-shirt, shorts, little hoodie,
yeah,
late hoodie,
so
no doubt. But we hope to get out of here back home and in the snow with you guys tomorrow. We will see. So the other story that came out with the Eagles was Chris Long. So, excuse me, it seemed like that it was a feel-good story to start because it's like, oh, the Eagles reward Chris Long. So he had $1.5 million salary or $1 million non-guaranteed salary. But he had a bunch of incentives, that playing time incentives, et cetera, to where if he was playing, I think he would have earned $2.5 million or close to $2.5 million. What they've done is they've guaranteed him more or less $3 million for this season. So instead of making him play for the incentives or whatever, they just said, all right,
yeah,
they're not really giving him any money. They're just guaranteeing him what he would have got if he played.
Right.
They're making $3 million bucks. Now, just recently it's come out that maybe, and I don't know why he, I don't know if he signed it or he agreed to it, but just recently he said it was Michael Silver that came out and said that Chris Long maybe isn't really interested in all this. Go ahead.
Well, here's what he has. He has Longest concern about how many snaps he would get as a third down rusher following the addition of Pro Bowl defensive end Michael Bennett. And quite frankly, this is something that we were talking about when I was scratching my head about bringing Bennett in and how does he fit and who else does it impact. And it had nothing to do with Vinnie Curry because we all assumed Vinnie Curry wasn't going to be here. It had more to do with, well, what are you going to do on third down when you have Derek Barnett, Brandon Graham, and Chris Long as your DNs? Where does
Michael Bennett off the field?
Yeah, who's coming off the field? You got Fletcher in there as your inside
Fletcher's
guy.
Fletcher's not. Brandon's not.
Nope.
So that leaves kind of one person for that other defensive end.
And Brandon had the ability to go in and play tackle with Fletcher. They would switch that up at times, and Brandon would go in sometimes and play D-tackle. Derek Barnett, I don't think, ever went in there to play D-tackle.
No, he's the end.
He's always the outside guy. Chris typically stayed outside, too.
Yes.
But to get speed in the inside pocket – they would go to their NASCAR package, which was Barnett, Long, Cox, and Brandon Graham. You bring in Michael Bennett. Yeah, he may play DN on one end, but he also plays D-tackle.
Michael Bennett's not going to want to come off the field on third down.
No, and that's why you brought him here.
And you're not paying him $8 million to take him off the field.
So he's going to be there. So if I'm Chris Long, yeah.
Where's he getting snaps?
Yeah, Chris Long is looking at, well, hold on. Now, where do I fit in with this, and how many snaps am I going to be getting? We got to remember. You got to think about it with this guy, man. This guy's a little different, right? And I don't mean different in a bad way. I mean different in a good way because he thinks about his career differently. He left New England after winning the Super Bowl. Yeah, I remember they wanted him to stay there. He didn't like the fact he wasn't getting enough snaps in New England.
Yep.
He thought he could be used more.
Yep.
Money? He just gave up his whole salary.
No. So you're
right.
Know
that's not it. He just gave up a year's salary. So you know that's not the case. If he's going to play, he wants to play. So he wants to be out there on the field. So what he's going to look at is, okay, is this even worth me putting myself through what I have to put myself through to prepare, and I'm only playing 10, 15 snaps a game.
Let's play this out. The Eagles know that he's unhappy because the agent tells him after they acquire Michael Bennett, like, What are you guys doing? Are you going to release Chris? What's going on? It's a numbers game here. How's he going to get snaps? So the Eagles say, no, Chris is an important part of the team. So to appease him, they try to give him more guaranteed money.
Uh-huh.
So they say, all right, we'll guarantee you $3 million. So the agent, of course, is like, all right, cool, it sounds good.
Yeah, he's good with it.
And then Chris is like, all right. And then he thinks about it some more, and he's like, man, I want to play. Like, I don't. So he's thinking about it. He's saying, like, well, what am I playing? 5 snaps a game? Like, what exactly is going on? So the more and more he thinks about it, the less and less he's happy with the situation. It honestly makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and I don't want to sit here and speak for Chris Long and put words in his mouth. We're just reacting to this article. And certainly, I don't want to make him come off as some sort of disgruntled player. But any player, especially at this stage of his career, is going to – I mean, it's the same thing with James Harrison that happened out there in Pittsburgh. You know, they strung him along talking about he was going to get more and more playing time, and they never did. And then he got frustrated with it.
He wanted to play.
And he became disinterested.
He wanted to play.
I mean, he was asking for his release a month into the season.
And they said no.
And they kept telling him, no, you're too important. You know, we're going to get you on the field. But they knew they had drafted J.J. Watt's brother, T.J. Watt. This dude was all preseason. He's everywhere as a rookie. Of course they're going to get him on the field. He's younger. And so Harrison becomes frustrated, disinterested. He's sleeping in meetings and this and that and the other, when really all he wants to do is play, and he's saying, y'all won't let me play, and you told me you were going to let me play.
Right, so he behaved his way right out of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he didn't want to be there anymore.
And meanwhile, he's in the Super Bowl rushing the passer, and he got what he wanted.
Yeah.
Which they could have done earlier.
If you get to these guys when they get late in their career, man, you can't ask them, especially guys that are great competitors, that put in the work to get prepared every year. They do that because they love playing. Now, he's not going to ask you to play all 3 downs, but he certainly – Chris Long probably thought he was going to get a little bit bigger of a role.
After what he did?
Yeah, and with the departure – believe me, they all these guys talk. Talk of Vinnie Curry leaving was amongst those guys.
Sure, everybody
believe
knows.
Me, this offseason. So Chris is probably thinking, okay – And then they see the Bennett trade. They're like, whoa, hold up.
Yeah, Ike, you were really the only person when it happened that was scratching the head at the acquisition. Now, Michael Bennett's a good player. We'll see how it shakes out. But you
actually has nothing to do with him as a player.
No. You were saying to yourself, like, well, they were pretty good last year on the line. Like, what's the – I don't understand what the problem is. And like, well, wasn't Derek Barnett supposed to get more snaps? Like, what are they doing? It almost made more sense to have Vinnie Curry because he was a first and second down defensive end. He goes off the field on third down. He accepted his role. Chris Long comes in, and bang, bang, boom, everybody has the role. Now with Michael Bennett, everybody's looking and saying, well, when am I going to play? Chris Long saying, when am I getting the snaps? They're not giving me snaps over Derek Barnett, necessarily.
Yeah, and then you got Brandon on the other side.
Yeah, and I'm sure Brandon's not very happy they're bringing in somebody else that's older than him and is making more money than him.
It still makes me wonder about Brandon.
Well, it should.
I'm not going to rest easy about BG until either they give him a new deal or we're certainly past the draft.
Yep.
We still don't have second and third round picks. He could still be a part of a package going somewhere.
I'm telling you, there's still something else that happens this offseason before the draft. Someone's getting traded. Something's going down, whether it's a D-back or it's something else. I believe something's going to happen here. All right, we have some Twitter reaction on the Chris Carter thing, but let me get JR in Chicago in here. JR, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? First of all, Chris Carter and Sam Bradford are frauds, and they'll never win a Super Bowl. Let's just put that down. They will never do what Nick Dunn and won a Super Bowl. But getting right on to Chris Long, here's where I'm conflicted at. Because he did an interview with SB Nation on March 9th and gave glowing reviews on and said front office asked him about the Bennett trade, and he said, yes, I recommend bringing him here. So if that's the case, he knew that up front. Like, this is all too confusing. What do we do if Chris Long leaves? I mean, we don't have a plethora of DE like we do at cornerback. So I speak to me, man. Tell me what's going on.
I tell you, I didn't know about the SB Nation thing. That is a little bit maybe he just didn't want to cause any waves at the beginning of that transaction. But I guess that would be a little confusing as to his feelings on it. Or maybe it sunk in a little bit later and he just changed his mind on how he felt about it. But if they were to lose Chris Long because he decides, let's just say he decides to retire. They obviously aren't going to cut him. They want him here. They gave him a little bit of a bump in salary. But just say he walks away and he doesn't want to play anymore. I would have to imagine – you're going with Bennett and Brandon Graham as your starters at ends. So now you're going to ask Michael Bennett to play a little bit more. Because if you look at the D-tackle situation, Tim Jernigan has to be a starter. Make way too much money.
He's your starter.
Has to be a starter at least on first and second down to justify the money that he's making. The benefit the Eagles had is that Jernigan came off the field on third down, and they could basically put three defensive ends in there with Fletcher Cox. If Chris Long is gone, I guess they would still be able to do that, right? They would still be able to do that. You could easily put Bennett and Fletcher in the inside, and you got Brandon Graham if you're going to keep him, and Derek Barnett on your outside.
You would probably bring in one more guy to rotation.
You would have to bring in another end somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah, you would have to bring in another end somewhere.
And that other end's not Chris Long, who had five sacks and timely sacks.
Man, he made so many big
fumble
plays.
Recoveries.
Yes. Force fumbles late in the game.
Well, you know, it weakens your team. If Chris Long's not on your team, it weakens the team. 2 hours ago, I thought that it was, oh, great move. They're giving him extra money. They're rewarding him. Mm-hmm. No, it sounds like they're trying to appease him and get him to be happy to stay.
Yeah, because if you lose a Chris Long, right, you're talking about really the strongest position on the team last year. And it certainly is debatable with the D-line and the offensive line, but I'll go with the D-line just because of how deep they were. I mean, you're talking about if Chris Long were to walk away, no Chris Long, no Bo Allen, no Vinnie Curry.
Yeah. No, that's
a lot of quality depth right there. And Vinnie was a starter.
Yep.
But he gave you the ability to have a big defensive end out there on the number one rushing defense. This is the number one rushing defense, not because of our linebackers. It was the number one rushing defense because of the front. And Vinnie was a big part of that.
Again, and now you're different. You really are. You have a different identity. And the other thing is Brandon Graham, final year of a contract. Who knows? Who knows? Now Brandon, I haven't heard a lot from Brandon. I haven't heard a lot from a lot of the Eagles linemen since Michael Bennett was signed.
They're watching. They're sitting back watching and wondering.
I bet they are.
Yeah.
I would be.
How about that? You know, and I'm sure somebody may correct us. I'm sure they will. But you just mentioned it. I didn't think about it. Well, I did think about it. I just didn't bring it up because I didn't want to make a big issue out of it. But I didn't see a lot of defensive linemen
showering
Michael Bennett
with
a bunch of praise. Yeah.
I didn't see it. I saw Maragos because he played with him in Seattle.
Malcolm Jenkins.
Malcolm, who, you know, what does he carry?
Yeah. Everybody that doesn't play D-line.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see Brandon going on with D-Gun or anything or coming on with us talking about it. Right?
D-Gun.
All right. Yeah, him and D-Gun are buddies. Always look. D-Gun and BG's always good TV.
D-Gun's everybody's buddy.
I know he is. I like those two together. Maybe that could be the next show on WIP.
No, we don't need any more
D-Gun
shows
and BG.
Here. We don't need any more shows here.
888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese, we know you're stuck up there in the snow. We're in chilly Clearwater, Florida.
It's 63.
Low 60s today. Yeah, but it's a chilly wind.
It is.
Like, that's been the problem here.
You got a fleece on today, man.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Couldn't even go. No pool time. No
right?
beach time. This
right?
has been a disappointing trip.
It really has.
But
I was trying to get out to catch me some rays.
Nah.
You know,
no rays.
Lay out by the pool or something.
No pool time, man. Too chilly. The weather isn't good tonight. But everybody be careful up there.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.